transmission.
Test, test, check one, check two. Is this thing on? Yes, it is, because it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I am in a happy mood. I'm really tired. No, not that tired. But I'm happy. Why am I so tired and happy? Well, one, it is 2 a.m. local time, or shortly thereafter. When I say 2 a.m., I do mean 0200 hours, or 2 hours. Huh, I'm up in the middle of the night, which is not entirely unusual. But this is usually when I'm thinking about going to bed. Two, why am I up so late? Because cricket is on. Yay! I'm waiting for the beginning of a Big Bash Cricket League game. And I'm also happy that I have this fresh cup of tea right here. Must have some tea. Ah, so yummy. Oh, and it's perfect too. Yum, yum. Oh, so good. Oh, it's a little bit hot, but I like it. It's delicious. Okay, so what are we watching? We're watching cricket, and it's a Sydney Derby. Two Sydney teams are playing, the Sydney Sixers versus the Sydney Thunder. And my throat still isn't right. And this game is obviously being played in Sydney, Australia. And I'm watching it live. Well, I'm actually not watching it yet. We're still waiting for the flip of the coin to see who wants to bat first and who fields first. So, it's kind of a chilly evening. It's single digits outside. It's pretty warm in here. Plus, I got the tea. It's so good. I cannot stress that enough. My cat Pippa, who was wigging out a few minutes ago, is now chilling, sitting under a little step stool that I use as a end table next to my futon. She likes to get in there. It's her little kitty cave, apparently. So, are we going to get that coin toss anytime soon? Well, apparently they're not going to show us the toss, and they have come back to the live feed with the Sydney Thunder walking on with bats. And so the Thunder will bat first, and the Sixers will field. Two funny things here. The Sydney Sixers have a mascot. And you know how mascots are usually, you know, whatever the team is. Like, if your team is the Lions or the Tigers, your mascot is usually a guy dressed up in a tiger costume or a lion costume. Well, the Sydney Sixers are the Sixers, and so their mascot is just this number six. And it's funny. It looks like it's made out of foam and felt or something, just like a regular mascot costume would be. It's just this big pink number six. The Sixers' colors are pink and black. And it's, you know, that real hot pink you might call a fuchsia. And here comes the delivery of the first ball. The Sydney Thunder. Ooh, was that a wide? Yeah, that's a wide. The first ball is a wide. So there's, you know, an extra ball going right there. That's an inauspicious way to start. But yeah, apparently the Sydney Sixers mascot, the Six, is also carrying an electric guitar. All right. The
Sydney Thunder colors are sort of that electric chartreuse and black. And the batter who is batting, what's this guy's name? He's got a kookaburra bat. And that's the other point I need to make. If you've heard this show before when I'm talking about Big Bash cricket, you will hear me talk about kookaburra bats and how I like to count them. And so, here's our first one of the game. Now, the point I wanted to make was, you hear me saying kookaburra all the time. Well, that's, you know, I guess my accent in pronouncing the word kookaburra. I say kook, kookaburra. Well, it turns out, and I found this out, I received an email from SDF's very own Solderpunk, who speaks native Australian English. And he informs me that in that particular flavor of English, the word kookaburra is pronounced more like kookaburra, where the first syllable cook is cook instead of kook. So, oh, here's a wicket cam view of the kookaburra bat right now. So I might be saying kookaburra from now on. I might be saying kookaburra. You never know. Depends on what happens. How authentic am I trying to be? Kookaburra. Kookaburra. I don't know if kookaburra is as fun to say as kookaburra. Kookaburra. You heard it here first. Okay, well, they're showing a little statistic on the screen that says that the Sixers won the toss and chose to field. So, okay. So, where are we at here? There goes the fifth ball. And they're not going to get anything out of it. The Thunder batters did not change places, so they did not score a run. But they have two runs. I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at my teacup for some reason. So, anywho, there's been two wides in this over. And an over is normally... six runs. Six balls. I'm a little bit more tired than I thought. And so there's also been two wides, and so every time there's a wide, an extra ball is awarded. So there were eight balls in that over. So one over has been played, and there's two runs. Uh-oh. The feed has frozen. The screen has gone black. Oh, and we're back. Yay, live from Australia. Oh, it's wigging out again. Okay, we're back. Oh, don't scare me like that. At the end of the over is when they go to commercial. And so they just tried to go to commercial there. Normally, you know, that goes well, or it goes much better. And the commentators just stop talking for like 30 seconds. We're watching the live feed. Oh, this is good tea. All right. Beginning of the second over. First ball. There's a hit. And they managed to get one run off of that. And our commentators tonight are the same guys. Damien Fleming, Ricky Ponting, who is an ex-cricketer, and Mark Howard. They might all be ex-cricketers, but I don't know them. I've actually seen Ricky Ponting play a couple years ago. So here we go. Here's the second ball of the over. And they're throwing to... What is this guy's name? Khawaja. And he's got no runs for six balls. And he's the guy with the kookaburra bat. Oh, come on. Seven balls now, actually, and no runs? With a kookaburra bat? That can't be right. He needs to start working that kookaburra magic. And maybe it's his tape job. I don't know. What's he got for a tape job on this thing? I think he's just got white tape. Cricket bats, and if you've never seen one, just, you know, search for pictures of a cricket bat online. It's not hard. You notice that they have a handle, a really obvious handle, and these are usually wrapped with tape. And tape comes in many, many different colors, and sometimes guys get really creative with the color combinations of the tape job on the handle of their bat. And so I always find that interesting. But these two guys who are batting right now, you know, they just sort of have plain white tape. Nothing exciting. But, you know, it goes really well with their white cricket gloves, which are heavily padded, because you do not want that ball hitting you in the knuckles, because that will hurt very much. Oh, and there's a sixer. And who hit that? Was it the Kookaburra bat guy? No, it was the other guy. Oh, and they're showing a little kid in the crowd with a tiny little cricket bat. He's waving it. He's happy. Well, that was Vince. He just hit a sixer. Here they're showing the replay, and wham. Yeah, he put some stick on it, and it goes into the first row of the crowd. I don't know what the distance was. This is great. I'm up in the middle of the night drinking tea, watching cricket. I feel so, I don't know, civilized. All right. Vince is still at bat, so to speak. We've just had the end of the second over. And the Thunder are 11 runs for no wickets taken. And the current batter, Vince, he's got 8 runs for 3 out of 3 balls. And the other guy with the Kookaburra bat, Mr. Khawaja, has 1 run for 9 balls. Jeez, that's... He's got the Kookaburra bat. He'll pick it up here in just a second. As soon as the ball comes back to him. They got to do an odd number of runs for that to happen. What happened there? That was weird. Oh, he just sort of flicked it behind him. And what's with this guy's mustache? This guy who's bowling, what's his name? I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. They got to show it again so I can spell it for you. It's D-W-A something. He's D-W-A-R-S-H-U-I-S. Is it Dutch or something? Dwarshuis or something to that effect. There's a good hit. There's a fielder running after it. Is it going to reach the boundary? No. So it looks like they're only going to get 2 out of that. Mr. Vince is starting to get hot a little bit. He's getting some stick on the ball. And now they're talking to one of the guys out in the field, one of the Sydney Sixers, Peter Neville. They've got a microphone on him. And they're talking to him during the game. I think that's hilarious. Here comes another ball in from Dwarshuis, or whatever his name is. And nothing happened on that ball. That was a dot ball. Remember, if you hit the ball in cricket, you do not have to run. It's not like baseball. So if you hit the ball and it looks like it's going to get fielded, you know, if you hit like a grounder and it's going towards a guy, you don't have to run. Now wait, where was I going with that? The guy just hit it. Is that going to be a boundary? Nope, there's a fielder there. So, oh, I was going to explain dot ball. So whenever there's a ball thrown, a pitch, and it doesn't result in a wicket being taken or any runs being won, then that's called a dot ball, because when you score this game,
when you're the official scorekeeper and you've got the official form in front of you, you're marking down what happens each ball. And if nothing happens, you just sort of make a dot, like a period. You just make the dot, and hence the name dot ball. So, the current run rate is 4.94. Sydney Thunder are 0 for 14. And then this is the last ball of the over coming in here from a guy's name that I can't pronounce. I should be listening to these guys. Maybe they'll say it. Oh, and he scoops it over the back of his head, the batter, and Mr. Khawaja, and he hits a boundary four. Nice. So that's good. All right, so end of the over. One thing I just noticed, and this is why my mind was wandering there for a minute, I'm not seeing as many, I don't know if I've even seen any people wearing fried chicken buckets on their heads yet. You know, this is KFC Big Bash League. There's KFC logos everywhere. But as I scan the crowd, in the few shots where I can actually see well enough, I'm not seeing as many bucket heads. Oh, there's a good hit. Ew, it's a sixer! And it comes right off the sort of... the ball hit the base of the grandstand and bounced back. There's people trying to reach it, but they failed. And there's the distance on that, 79 meters. Not bad. This is apparently the Sydney Cricket Grounds. Oh, that was a funky one. And that one was kind of a slow ball. It was funky. 96 kilometers per hour. Yeah, so they got radar guns on it just like they have in American baseball. So they're timing these, but it's in metric. Well, and the guy bowling now is the big Sydney Sixers hero. Everybody loves this guy. His name is Lion. He's bowling. And they just made an appeal for something. What was that? Oh, the ball bounced and hit the batter in the knee, it looked like. And so the Sixers were claiming leg before wicket, or they were appealing for leg before wicket, I should say, but they were denied. So here we go. Here's the fifth ball of the over. Whack. But a midfielder steps in front of it, throws it back in. Didn't get anything out of it. All right, waiting for the last ball of the over here. Kookaburra bat guy is up. And whack. Gets some serious stick on it. It goes long. Boom. Yes, he's hit it into the crowd a good 8, maybe 9 rows back. Yeah, big sixer. And that puts the Thunder at 31 runs. Oh, and who's walking by now? It's my kitty. Hi, Peppa. What are you doing? What? Oh, you're going to play with your mousey? Oh, no. Going to play with the Kleenex box. Yeah, that's fun. Cats. Okay, here's some kids with the buckets on their head. And they are Sixers supporters because they're wearing the pink buckets on their head, but there are also neutral supporters apparently who are wearing red and white buckets on their head, and there we go with some green. So we have three different colors of Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets on people's heads, and you can tell which team they support because the Sydney Sixers are pink and the Sydney Thunder are green. And so there are pink and green buckets, along with, for neutral fans apparently, just the plain old regular red and white buckets. Man, and I thought marketing was nuts in America. Kentucky Fried Chicken has taken it to a different level down in Australia. Man, I tell you.
Hey, so where'd that tea go?
Oh, yeah. Give me some tea.
Mmm. Delicious.
All right. Time for a little bit of radio magic.
Oh, and there's a wicket taken. The ball comes in. What happens there? They're showing it in slow motion. Oh, yes. The ball comes in. It bounces. The guy starts to swing the bat at it, but the ball bounces funny because there's so much spin on it. And it comes up, and it hits the guy, hits the batter in the leg. But because his leg was in front of the wicket, there was an appeal for LBW, leg before wicket, and it was awarded. That was, the referee said, yes, that was leg before wicket. And so the guy is out. One wicket down for the Sydney Thunder, and it was Khawaja with the Kookaburra bat. He was out for 8 runs. So that's an important cricket thing to know, leg before wicket. Basically what's happening there is, here in the game, the bowler is trying to hit the wicket with the ball. The batsman is trying to defend the wicket and hit the ball away from the wicket when the ball is heading for the wicket. Duh. So the rule is, if the batter gets his leg in front of the wicket and blocks the ball when the ball would have hit the wicket normally if his leg wasn't there, then boom, the guy is out. Leg before wicket. And that's pretty much it. I don't know how much more to explain that. I mean, it should be fairly obvious. It's called leg before wicket. His leg is before the wicket, and the ball hit it. And so he's out. Boom. So a new batsman has come in, a new batter. And wait, what just happened? Oh no, they were showing a replay from something else. And I thought, wait, did they just take another wicket? No. They were comparing it to something else. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, this new guy. He's batting. What kind of bat does he have? Does he have a Kookaburra? No, but he did get a hit off, and it looks like it's rolling to the boundary. Boom. Yep, hits the rope. And there's four. Four. That was Vince. I guess the new guy's name is Watson. Was I watching Watson or was I watching Vince? I don't know. What kind of bat does he have? I have to know. I'm dying to know. Come on, show me the bat. Show me Watson's bat. But the ball is still going to Vince. And that was kind of funny. It bounced up and hit him, his body. What kind of bat is Mr. Watson using? Wait, there's a good shot of it. It is not a Kookaburra, but I don't recognize what kind it is. So, there's the end of an over. They get one more run out of that hit. The Thunder are 1 for 45. Boom. Oh, look at that. There's another wicket down for the Thunder. Watson has been bowled. Showing it again here in slow motion. Let me see. Oh, it looked like it hit his bat. The ball bounced up high. I think it hit his bat and bounced down onto the ground and then onto the wicket and boom, knocked one of the bales off. Oh, brutal. So Shane Watson is out. He only got 3 runs. So, yes. We got some wickets falling, and who's coming on? Looks like number 12. He does not have a Kookaburra bat. But I do not know his name. I cannot read it. It might be Ferguson. Is that what that says on the back of his shirt? On his psychedelic bright green shirt? Yes. One Mr. Ferguson coming on to bat for the Sydney Thunder. All right, so where are we here? In the middle of the 8th over, and Lyon is bowling again. And there's a little hit, but it comes up a little bit short. They don't get anything out of it. I am starting to get a little bit tired, but I do like this guy's tape job. And he has taped up the handle of his bat. This would be the new guy, Ferguson. And it's sort of rainbow colored. They're not showing it now, but come on, show me Ferguson. There was a run there, so they switched places, so now they're bowling to Vince. There's a shot of the rainbow-colored bat. It's blue, green, and pink. What are the other colors there? There's, I think, yellow and red. So he's got this sort of rainbow-colored handle on his bat. I really like it. It looks colorful. I would be the guy who would be doing custom tape jobs for people. Doing that was one of my favorite things to do back when I used to skateboard. One of my favorite things to do was to put grip tape on skateboards, and I would cut grip tape up into really interesting patterns and do color grip tape inlay and stuff, and it got a little bit fancy and a little bit over the top at times. So I'd be the perfect guy on the team to be taping up people's bats, doing special color combinations, getting, you know, custom imported tape in different colors. And then, I just realized if I get a Kookaburra bat, I'm going to have to get some tape. I'm trying to think of what kind of tape I have right now. I don't have any good, like, grip tape. I'm going to have to buy some so I can do my own custom tape job. Alright, so Ferguson is 4 runs for 7 balls. Vince is still batting. He's 31 runs for 21 balls. The current total run rate is 6.36. Bota is now bowling. Here's the first ball we're seeing from Bota. No ball. It's a dot ball. No ball is something different. And here they're showing the commentators, and that one commentator, the far guy, what's his name again? I don't remember. He's doing that trick with the pencil again. He's a little bit fidgety, so he's flipping this pencil around his thumb. It's distracting for me, because it's like, wait, I want to watch the guy flip the pencil. Here we go. Here's another ball from Bota. Boom. Vince gets a good bat on it, and it's going. And, oh, it stopped short about a yard from the rope by the outfielding Sydney Sixer guy. So they only got 2 runs out of that when they almost had 4. Oh, here's the Wicket Keeper's camera eye view. That's cool. There's another decent hit. They get 1 run out of it. And I think this is the last ball. Yes, last ball of the over. Coming in from Bota. And here's the delivery. With Doom. Ferguson gets a stick on it. Oh, it gets out of the infield. They get 1 run out of it. That's the end of the over. 57 runs for 2 wickets taken. Well, it's about that time. You have been listening to the Dubious Cricket Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I got to watch the rest of this cricket game. I've got at least an hour to go just to watch the rest of the overs for the Thunder. I'm not going to watch the Sixers. I'm going to have to go to bed, but I'm out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー。 This is DJ Kumata. Welcome.